Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I have heard through the grapevine that a girl of a friend of mine is doing something that I think is really kind of dangerous. I understand why she's doing it because of past history, but I think she is putting herself and she is putting the dudes that she is going out with in danger, okay? So she has a history, an odd history of dating guys that have an aggressive behavior, like not violent necessarily, just jealous, toxic, possessive dudes.
Okay.
And she can't really understand why it's happening, but it's happening so often that it is sort of, for whatever reason, her type. Now, you don't know this when you go into the relationship, but she finds out, and all of them have like the same thing in common where they are just overly protective, aggressive, and jealous. And it has gotten to a point, and it's gotten so serious in some of these relationships that she is really gun shy, that she just doesn't have the right antenna to be able to identify it anymore. So her way of handling it now is on a first or second date when she's out with the dude, she will purposely flirt with other guys to see what his reaction is going to be to the guy and to her while they are out.
That feels so dangerous
to me.
I don't think it's a really healthy way to kick off a relationship either.
Now, I know where she's coming from.
I get it.
I can see where she's coming from. She's got some baggage here. So her idea is, look, let me kind of test this guy without him even being known, without him knowing that he's being tested. And at least I can save myself time in the long run.
Well, I don't even see what the win would be there, because like you're hoping that the guy would just not care and that would be him passing the test if he kind of just was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, just sit with him in traffic for like an hour and see what happens. That to me is the better option.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that you mention it, you are kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you don't do anything about it at all, maybe she's going to, I think, and again, I don't know her, that if you're going to err here, she would rather you err on the side of not doing anything at all and just taking the high road. I don't think she's going to interpret that as, oh, this guy doesn't have any nads at all. She just wants to make sure he's not going to be super aggressive with these dudes.
To me, it's like a lose-lose situation because you flirt with him and then he gets in his mind, oh, she's not a loyal gal. And so like for all she knows, he could have some kind of litmus test for testing out the women in his life to see if they're loyal. And then if he is a hothead, well, then you find out that he has anger issues. I just feel like there needs to be a better test.
I know. Yeah. I don't know how you win.
As I was looking at Cassie, I was interpreting your look like, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. If she knows that she has a trend of always getting this kind of guy, I think this is a great way to like have them pass the litmus test. I mean, if she's flirting with somebody else in public and based on their reaction, it doesn't hurt anybody. And you know, like you're gonna find out sooner or later. So if she's in a long-term relationship with this guy and then she's like, oh my God, some guy hit on me today and he pops his lid and blows his lid and gets mad at her, I think it's a great way to weed out people early on.
Well, there's a risk here also. Like if I'm the dude on the date and she's using this as her litmus test and I don't know that, so disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out again.
It's not the test for me. Like you are hurting somebody. You're being disrespectful to the person you're on a date with. If I'm on a date with a guy and he's actively flirting with other women, I'm hurt.
I'm pissed.
I feel like
I just disrespected.
Most solid guys, I feel like in a situation like that would handle it that way, where they wouldn't say anything in the moment, but in the back of my mind, I know I'm never calling you again.
Right.
Like, it's sincere.
What if it's not like outright flirting so much as just an interaction, a prolonged interaction with one other man?
Like somebody just being like having a kind conversation with somebody.
Because that would be, so I can see your point of view. And yeah, putting myself in those shoes, you're right. I would feel the same way. I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I almost swore. But I think also if it's the kind of person who's going to get angry quickly, if you're like, you're getting coffee and the barista's male and you just have a really nice smiley conversation that's not flirty and they get annoyed at that, that's the red flag.
That's a really good point. Because dudes that I know that are really jealous and possessive will see any interaction between her and him as an opportunity to be jealous. So if it's a quote unquote innocent conversation about whatever and he's still upset about that, then I think you're spot on. Hey, Tracy, thank you for calling. I love when you guys call when I don't give out the phone number. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. What's up?
Oh, that's so funny. Good morning. Yes, I know the phone number by heart. So I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but it seems to me like she needs that attention. And of course, it is a red flag when someone is aggressive or overly protective, but it's almost like she needs that validation to feel secure with someone. But I don't understand why you would ever put any man in that situation where he has to, you know, feel bad about himself. You're flirting with someone else on the first or second date. That's an awful feeling.
Yeah.
Like, she's a huge red flag.
Yeah, I feel like she's spending a lot of time focusing on the dude's reaction and not focusing enough time on why she seems to be picking the same type of guy that has the same problem over and over and over again.
Bingo.
Boom.
Hey, The Bird Show.
In a case like this, this is super, super stressful here because she feels like her boyfriend's dad is starting to get real creepy with her on Instagram and she's not exactly sure how to handle it.
Hey, everyone. What should I do here? I recently met my boyfriend's parents and things seemed to go well. However, a few days later, I received a notification that his dad had followed me on Instagram. Now, here's where it gets a bit uncomfortable. His dad's Instagram account is brand new, with no followers and no post. He's only following me and three other people, including my boyfriend. At first, I thought it was a bit odd, but I didn't think too much of it. That was until I started getting notifications that he was liking a bunch of my posts. When I checked the pictures he was liking, I noticed they were all shots of me in the bathing suits or more on the sexy side.
Mm.
To make matters worse, he even scrolled back a few years and liked a picture of me in a very revealing angel costume from a Halloween party. He went so far as to comment with the emoji that has hearts for eyes. Now, I don't know if I should tell my boyfriend about this or not. I don't want to create any weirdness, but I'm also kind of uncomfortable with his dad now. I also thought about blocking his dad, but thought that may cause some weird tension. What do you think?
So if this happened to me, if I was dating a guy and his boyfriend followed me and I was starting to get a weird ick by it, I would want him off my page as soon as possible. So what you can actually do on Instagram, instead of making a big stink about it and, you know, blocking him or whatever, you can actually remove him as a follower. So if you remove him as a follower and then he adds you right back, then you know he's like going after your page and looking for stuff. And then you can block him. But if this is all harmless, if you just remove him as a follower, then you get rid of the problem and hopefully it wasn't for nefarious reasons that he was following you.
So then if dad realizes that's happening, now you got another problem, right? Because then he goes to son, or does he not even bring that up?
He can't take that to his son.
Yeah, what is he going to do? Your girlfriend removed me because I was leaving heart eyes on her bikini pics? That's an awkward
comment. Can he like passive aggressively like green light it and go, this was innocent enough. I was going ahead. I was liking everything. What's wrong with your girl?
Well, then you can take Abby's tactic, but scale it back a little bit. You can restrict comments so people can still comment, but it won't show up unless you approve it. So at least then like you've got rid of the ick a little bit and he can't leave those comments, but he can still like pics.
Well, being that she said he's liking the ones that are more on the sexy side, that part, I don't think I would be able to hold that. I'm probably telling my boyfriend the truth. I don't know if I would try to go into it like I'm trying to out his dad or anything like that, but I would just let him know exactly what's going on and be honest about it and let him kind of take it from there.
That's what I was going back and forth in my head as to whether or not I would discuss this with my boyfriend. It's your boyfriend's dad. Like, if you're going to see anything long-term with him,
you need to have this discussion with your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to come at it so like pointedly, but hey, I don't know him well, but this is making me uncomfortable. So your dad's been liking certain pictures of mine and then leaving these comments. I think that's a conversation he has to have with his dad. And I keep going back and forth. I'm like, is this something she needs to address with the dad, or is this something the boyfriend needs to address the dad, or do you address it with your boyfriend and then you tackle it with the dad?
No, I would address it with the boyfriend, because that would be way too uncomfortable of a conversation. And it's going to put you in a weird position too if this guy is a total creep. Yeah. I bring it to the boyfriend, have the boyfriend have the conversation, and then go from there.
Wait, nah, let's take it next level and be totally passive. Start responding to your dad's comments. The dad's comments, if he leaves the heart eye pic emoji, and say, "Oh my God, your son also loves this picture. It's his favorite."
Oh, damn.
And that's how Cassie fights fire with fire.
Yep. Queen of passive.
Call him out.
All right, Mo, let's talk about your grandmother here real quick.
Well, I don't know exactly how to explain this, so I'll just say what it is. My friends, for a while, were under the impression that my grandmother sent me a text that was sexual in nature. Not toward me, but protecting me, if you will.
So it wasn't a GILF text.
No.
I'm trying
to clarify here. Yes. No, my grandmother wasn't hitting on me.
Got you.
Right? Okay.
But it was like a,
Is it rated R?
There you go. Like an X-rated text to you?
Somewhat, depending on how you read it. But the way she sent it, it even gave me like pause for a second. Like, there's no way that my grandmother meant to send me this. And it took a while for me to explain it because of some of the things surrounding the circumstances of how it happened.
So was it an accident? Was it meant for you?
Oh, nah, she meant every word of it.
Okay.
She meant the entire text. To me. And when you hear it, you'll understand both sides of it, actually. How it could have came from her. But at the same time, how my friends read it and thought, what the hell is going on here?
I'm intrigued. So if your friends would have read this text and not knowing it was from your grandmother, it would have been received differently?
No, it still would have been sexual in nature.
Okay.
Like, completely. But it just makes it ironic that it came from my grandmother.
Again, clarifying, sexual in nature, but not sexual towards you.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
All right. Got it.
So here's how it happened.
We're all here.
This is the way he went down. And I know my grandmother's listening, thinking the same thing, because she doesn't even know yet. But as life would have it, because life has the greatest sense of humor, the universe is hilarious. My grandmother had to get a new phone number in recent times for whatever reason, because she wanted to change up all of her numbers. And so I didn't save the new number in my phone yet, because it just happened, right? So it appears as if it's popping up from a random number on my computer. So me and like two of my friends are all gathered around my laptop because they're watching a video that I'm creating behind the scenes to promote my album that's coming out at the end of the month. So I wanted them to look at some things and help me move some things around. So if you have a MacBook, you know that if you have your settings set up to where you get notifications, your text messages all pop up on your computer and you can see them very clearly. So we're all watching it at first, nothing to see there, all normal. And then I go into the other room to get something, and I hear like, it's kind of like laughter, and at the same time, like, ooh, what is Mo doing, and what's that about? Like, that kind of thing going on.
And again, it doesn't say grandma.
No, it doesn't say grandma.
Because you haven't saved the new number, it's just a random number that pops up.
So now it really looks like it's like something, I have some explaining to do, basically, when I get back to this computer.
Thank God it wasn't your girl that was looking at your computer.
Yeah, that's a part of it, too, because she wasn't looking at the screen, but she was there. And I think that's why it was such, like, do we say anything, do we not, who is this from, what's going on, like, this entire moment is happening with my friends and I have no idea. So as I walk into the room, I can, you know how you just can feel that everybody was just talking about you soon as you walk in?
Yeah, and everybody gets real quiet and they're looking at you like they think it's innocent, but you can totally tell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my lady's on one side of the room, my two friends on the other side of the room, and I walk in and it's clear that my two friends are like looking at me like almost like children with this like giggly look.
Mischievous.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, what? What happened? And I'm like, y'all don't like the video? Something happened to the video? And they're like, oh, no, it wasn't the video. So I'm like, well, what is it? So they're like, nothing, just check your text. So I'm like, oh, okay, so I got a text message. And I know that now. And then now they said it loud enough to where my lady's now listening, right? Now she's concerned. So I'm like, who could this possibly be? So I look at the text and at first I go, I try to see whose number it is. So I'm like, I don't know that number. And then it hits me because I scrolled up, not the text that they saw, but I scrolled up to see the beginning of the thread. And it was like, good morning, my love. This is your grandmother. This is her new number. So I was like, oh, nah, this is my grandmother. Not realizing that I had just made the situation 1,000 times worse because of what they read. But I still don't know what they read. So I'm like, now I'm feeling like a little better. I'm relieved. I'm like, oh, nah, it's my, y'all tripping. This is my grandmother. Like, this isn't. And they was like, well, your grandmother is trying to make sure that you good in your personal life. So obviously now my lady moves her laptop. She gets up. She walks over to the computer. What exactly did your grandmother say?
I bet.
So I'm like, what could this possibly be that would cause this level of confusion? So I read the text and it's one of those texts it's a long text. So it came in two parts. And the second part is the only part that I guess they saw. They didn't pay attention to the first part. So the text reads, make sure your rubber is not too tight. We don't want to cut off your circulation.
What? What? From your grandmother?
From my grandmother, right? So I'm even confused. Like,
first of all, rubber is such a grandmotherly way to say condom these right. days.
No, it is not. My grandmother never would have said. She would have said prophylactic.
Like, nobody uses the word rubber anymore.
And nobody does.
So I'm like, in all my years of living, my grandmother has never texted me about something like this. So why would she choose today? So I'm like, nah, there has to be some kind of explanation. So I scroll up now to see what the full text is. And it says, good morning, my love. I have an experiment I want you to try for the next 30 days. Wear a rubber band on your wrist. And every time you start to overthink something or find yourself slipping into the past, give the rubber band a tug so it snaps you back into the present moment.
I love
it's
that.
Supposed to help with your overthinking.
Yes. And again, the message that everybody heard on the second.
Make sure the rubber is not too tight. We don't want to cut off your circulation.
So that was like her sweet little afterthought.
Yes.
She sent the original text and then grandma, oh, I don't want him to cut off his circulation. I need to tell him to make sure the rubber's not too tight.
Exactly. That.
In other words, she also saw the gray sweatpants picture.
The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, so going into the weekend, we have had this one before where you're in a group, you guys are all hanging out, and then you develop a crush on a friend, and then you want to go ahead and take this thing to next level, but you're too scared because you think you're going to ruin the friendship. And that's what's going on in her life, and Mo's got the email.
Hey, Bird Show fam. First of all, I completely and wholeheartedly love the show and every single one of you, but especially the girls, Cassie, Abby, Kristen, Katie, etc.
Thanks.
And I need help from everyone, please. All right. My current amazing friend group consists of 3 girls and 3 guys. We're all super close to the point where we have a couple in our friend group. But we have become a lot closer in the last few months. My gal friends of the group, who are my absolute best friends for life, have been teasing me for months that I like one of our guy friends. We'll call him John. I denied this because in my head, we were just friends. And he's the sweetest guy. That's all there was to it. He's a gentleman, smart, cute, funny, etc. About a month ago, we went to see a theater production he was in. Just me and my two friends, who are a couple in our group. I had a light bulb moment. My best friend witnessed the light bulb moment, and she gave me a look. During intermission, when her boyfriend went out to the bathroom, she was like, "You like John, don't you?" At that moment, I realized I actually really, really, really do like him. That's three reallys.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That was about a month ago. Well, my best friends have been encouraging me that since we are graduating in a month, I should see if John would like to go do something. Just the two of us. I am not the person to do this kind of thing at all. I freak out, thinking he'll say no. It'll make things awkward in our group. All these other what-if scenarios are going off in my head. However, I really do like him, and I've kind of really do want to ask.
So many reallys.
Because I don't want to regret not asking in the future if he would have said yes and if it could have gone somewhere. So on the first piece of advice I'm asking for is, do you think I should ask John on a date? The second piece of advice I'm asking for is, if you guys say yes, what do you think I should ask him to do? Or what do you think I should ask him to go do that would not be awkward? Thank you for any and all advice you give me.
I think you should sleep with him and work your way backwards.
Oh my God.
Okay. That escalated quickly.
Just try to, why waste all this mental time you're talking about?
We're not doing that.
So Mo and I have said this before also, man, but I might go counter to what is obvious. If a dude digs you, you're going to know it at some point or another. Like he might have already made the move, but you and I have also said that we have denied chemistry forever because of lack of self-esteem. You just never assume that somebody's really into you.
I agree.
So I'm not sure what it is.
And I think also sometimes a guy may not make a move in a situation like this because he's thinking the same thing you're thinking. He doesn't want to make it awkward either, so he may not ask. But I feel like that was a lot of reallys.
Yeah.
Really, really, really like him. You got to shoot your shot.
Well, no, and I feel the hesitation, so... And I agree with the guys. If a guy likes you, he'll make it happen. Like, he'll say something. However, in this instance, because it's a friend group and you're wanting to preserve the friend group and you don't want to make things awkward, maybe you would sit on those feelings and you wouldn't be proactive about it. So I want to encourage you to do something for sure, but I want you to be prepared if it does make things awkward for a while, because and I hate to say this, but this is what's happened to me. Every guy friend I had that tried to make a move, we ended up eventually that friendship never lasted.
Mm-hmm. They just weren't good at the manipulation. So I will tell you this, to be totally honest with you, man, I was the weed in the weeds guy for a while. When I was younger, here I am with the reality of what I look like. But knowing that if I could just befriend somebody that she might go like, okay, now I see the attraction, right? So a lot of times I faked being the friends, just hoping and waiting for that opportunity to come along. So you just never really know. In looking back at it, I just wish I would have shot my shot.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person that this would bother me to have to try to suppress these feelings knowing that I have them. I mean, I do agree that if you do shoot your shot, you have to prepare for the fact that the friendship may never be the same again. But do you really want to live the rest of your life wondering what if?
Right. I was telling you guys that when I was in the gym locker room a couple of weeks ago, there were two doctors talking, right? I told you guys about this. Well. And they were both sharing what people on their deathbed universally regret about their lives, and that is not shooting their shot, living with regret. That's the number one thing, and they couldn't even name what was number two. So I think that's the worst place to be.
And I feel like you can do it casually. Like, I don't think she has to make it super awkward and like, you know, let's go on a date. Just, you could just kind of casually bring up one day, like, let's go do something. Let's go celebrate and just kind of feel his energy out and go and let it kind of play out from there.
Seize the day.
There you go.
Or seize the D. Whatever.
This is The Burt Show.
All right. Every institution, every industry has a dark side. I imagine if we really wanted to, Kristen could be here for the next hour diving into this one.
Burt Show listener Sarah emailed me. Hi, Kristen. I had an idea for your dark side segment. I don't think I've heard you do this one. The dark side
of the PTA.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets. Until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
You might call it PTA, you might call it PTO, the Parent Teacher Association or Parent Teacher Organization.
Either way, you're going to have PTSD.
So there were a couple of headlines that were very, very common. And I'm just going to go through these really quick so you have an idea that some people cannot be trusted with money. PTA president allegedly stole $40,000 from New York City elementary school, blew it on Amazon and vet bills.
Oof.
A couple has been accused of stealing $53,000 from the PTA of two schools and the Old Bridge Rebels football and cheer program.
Damn.
And then lastly, Northern Virginia PTO president accused of embezzling more than $80,000.
Wow.
I know.
80,000?
Dude.
What?
That's insane.
It is crazy. So it was just page after page of PTA, PTO presidents stealing and embezzling money. Then I go over to the teachers of Reddit, and somebody asked, what was the worst behavior of a parent you've witnessed during a PTA meeting? We'll start. One year, we had to hold a special election PTA meeting due to the fact that the former PTA president decided to embezzle the PTA school funds for personal use during the election for a new president. The old president thought it would be a good idea to show up to the meeting to plead her case that she was not a criminal. She ran to the microphone, yelled at everyone that she was framed, told everyone that the FBI was now involved and that they were all going down, pulled out a vodka bottle from her purse, threw it at the principal's head.
What?
She missed. And then when she was done, got in her car, backed into a fifth grader teacher's car that happened to teach her middle child.
No.
That is insane.
Uh-huh. Next we have, I watched a mom get into a fist fight with another mom because she accused her of buying store-bought brownies for the PTA.
How dare she?
The last thing I heard was, are you accusing my great-grandmother recipe of being store-bought? And then fists went flying. This this one, I called the dean. This is from a student whose parent responded at a PTA meeting, okay? I called the dean a George Costanza-looking MF, but actually said out the word. And got suspended for it. Dad went to the PTA meeting later that week. As the dean was explaining to him what I did to get suspended, my dad laughed, and another father said, he's not wrong. Well, he's wrong for saying that, but the description fits. They were not allowed back to any PTA.
I'm 100% sure of that.
And then I found myself over on Romper and had mom's share their PTA stories.
Okay? What is Romper?
Romper's a website. So Romper had this page for moms to share their PTA incidences. And one mom says, we have an organic mafia at my son's school. They openly shame you if you bring any snacks that don't meet their high standard. That's hysterical. They actually call them the organic mafia.
Organic mafia.
She says, last time my contribution was sent home unopened because it didn't meet the organic mafia standard. At our end of year PTA party, the two moms started having an argument. It got out of hand and there was some hair pulling. Then the dads went at it. In the end, all four of them ended up in the principal's office. And then lastly, at our summer barbecue, this parent volunteer kept complaining about having to help out. She would avoid jobs, stand and watch everyone else clean up, just go around the corner to get a smoke. In the end, one of the organizers said, why did you even volunteer to help? She answered that she didn't. She was court mandated to assist in her child's school activities. That's why she didn't want to participate in any of the PTA activities. So there you have it.
We could go on and on and on and on and on.
There you have it. So, and one person on the Reddit thread was like, man, I have always avoided PTA, PTO. I was never going to sign up, but now you guys, these meetings are lit. Like, I want to get a piece of this action.
I want to see the fights.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Imagine the panic that would course through your veins as you're on the beach having a great time and then you realize that you've lost your wedding ring. And not only is it your wedding ring, but it's originally your late mother's ring. So there's an added level of sentimentality to it.
How does that happen? How does it slip off like that?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Does it? Yeah. On yours also?
No, not on mine, but I know it happens to people. If it's a little bit on the loose side,
yep,
and you have like your sunscreen on or whatever, and it just at some point, or if you take it off to do something and then you forget and you like throw the towel or you like it falls out of your bag. I mean, there's a million different ways that you could lose something valuable on the beach, which is why you just shouldn't take jewelry out there, period. But so this dude is devastated, but there was a guy out there by the name of Stephen Andrews that had a metal detector. So he, you know, obviously felt really bad for this dude. And so he's out there trying to see if he can find it. And I wanted to play this just because I love him so much.
Which guy, the metal detector guy or the other dude?
The metal detector guy.
Yeah, that's a personality, I think.
It is. Yeah. That is, metal detector should be like another category for like a personality trait, 100%. So here he is talking to Channel 10 Wavy TV Norfolk.
I gritted the beach off and I went in the water and gritted the water off. After about an hour, I kind of went away and I came back for one last try. And bam, yeah, I hit it right there on that last shot, right near the edge of the water right there.
One last try.
I always wonder when I'm on the beach how much these guys are really making a day for their effort, because they'll sweep it pretty good at the end of the day. But there was a story last week of somebody that found, do you hear about this? There was like a box underneath the sand, like a briefcase that had $100,000 in it. And somebody with one of these metal detectors.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if they found it through. That
was different.
That was lake fishing or whatever. Magnet fishing.
It was the magnet fishing.
Oh, I had it all twisted then.
Yeah, no, it wasn't in sand. We talked about that last week, and that's something where you take a giant magnet and you throw it in like small bodies of water, and you just pull up anything metal, and they found the briefcase in that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, and apparently Kaylee tried it for the first time when he's on vacation. Follow a guy on Instagram that does this.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
Pulls up a Ferrari from time to time.
He did pull up a golf cart.
Did he really?
He really did. One of those motorized scooters, like those rascals. He found a lot of guns.
Yeah, I bet.
A lot of guns. So every time he does that, he has to call the cops. Sure. And it's highly entertaining.
Yeah, Tommy.
Did I ever tell you guys a story about the guy in the wedding ring in Florida? I was on a radio show in Florida, our friend Paul Castronovo. This guy is out fishing and catches one of those fishes with the long nose.
Uh-huh.
And a wedding ring is on it. It was one he had thrown in the water after he got divorced.
Come on.
That's crazy.
It had grown around the fish's nose.
You're
so
lying.
There was like that indentation like this on my hand because mine's been on here forever. And we thought he was lying. We lined up a lie detector test. The Today Show got involved, and the guy was telling the truth.
So the guy that threw the wedding ring in was the divorced guy and then found it years later?
Yes, on this fish's nose.
What is the universe trying to tell you?
Right. Yes, you better get back with that woman.
Find her.
Yep.
So then I saw this question posed on Instagram, and I wanted to ask you guys, if you were handed a box containing every item you have ever lost,
what would you look for first?
My pride and dignity.
my mind and my heart.
Wow, what is the most prized possession that you ever lost?
It doesn't have to be most prized or most sentimental, like, you know, something that meant so much to you and you like, but you are magically bestowed a box with every item you've ever lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's, I mean, this is a given for what happened recently, but if I'm handing this box, I'm looking for Jimmy's horsey that we lost at Disney. Like, I'm immediately going to, like, find his lovey, his horsey that we lost at Disney. But if it's not that, then there was a necklace that I lost in high school, and it was actually my mom's. And I had laid it out in the girls' basketball locker room, and somebody had come and stolen it.
That's messed up.
It would be jewelry for me, too.
Jewelry.
I've definitely lost a lot of jewelry over the years that I would look for.
I remember you saying anytime anybody gave you something and you wore it, you ended up losing it.
A girl gave me a bracelet once. I lost it. My grandmother gave me a watch once. I lost it. My mom gave me a necklace. I lost it. So stop giving me jewelry.
I don't wear a lot of jewelry, but it wouldn't be one item. The amount of sunglasses I have lost over the years. It might be one of the first questions I ask God is like, A, how much did I waste on alcohol? And B, how much did I lose in sunglasses?
For me, when I was a kid, I got this China tea set. And it was from this specific relative that when I opened it up, she was like, this is so delicate. I got to put this away for you until you take it home. So she took it away from me when I was like 5 or 6 years old, and I never saw that tea set again. So I want to know what she did with that. Where did it go? Where are my saucers and my plates?
Yeah, mine would probably not be one item, but it'd be worth thousands of dollars of sunglasses. Because I always say to myself, all right, I'm not going to lose these. If I spend more money on them, I'm going to be more careful with it. And that never, ever happens. What were most people's response?
Oh, I didn't even look. Oh, here you go. My soul, my dignity, my sanity.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
All right, I've got a question for you guys that have lost a lot of weight. A lot of weight. What advice would you give to somebody that's just about to take that journey? So I'm literally walking down the hall to get a cup of coffee, and one of the dudes in the office comes up to me, and I think because most people in the office know that I work out a lot and fitness is part of who I am, he came up to me, and as we were walking past each other, he said, hey, I just want to let you know, I thought you'd be into this. I just hired a trainer. And I'm working out 3 times a week. And I said, congratulations, man, baby steps, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, so this is the one thing that most people don't ask, I think, or trainers don't ask immediately is like, what is your goal of going to the gym? His goal is to lose 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a person.
That's a lot of weight, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious for you guys that have lost a lot of weight, over 60 pounds, over 70 pounds, over 100 pounds. If you were giving advice to somebody that is looking to lose 100 pounds, what would you say initially? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Because I think when you look at that number, it can get so intimidating if you're the person that's trying to lose that weight that you don't look at it as 1 pound at a time. You're looking at it as 100 pounds, and that could be really intimidating right off the bat.
Going ahead and jumping to the very end of 100-pound weight loss, if I remember correctly, we had a Burt Show listener call up that had a significant weight loss, and it took a while for her brain to catch up with her body because there was still like some, I wouldn't call it body dysmorphia, but when she looked in the mirror, it was almost like she had a hard time accepting her new body because it was such a drastic change because you're so used to seeing yourself in a certain light.
I also think that, and some calls are starting to come in now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, if you've been through this process, that, you know, we live in this world where you want everything so fast, right? You could take drugs if you want, or you see celebrities that have a baby and the next day they're back down to their pre-baby weight.
It's why I go to a Mexican restaurant, because I want food fast and you get chips and salsa.
Is that it?
Okay. Yes.
And I think that if you're starting a journey like that, you just have to remember how long a process that should take if you're doing it in a healthy way. They say that 0.5 pound to 1 pound a week is a lot. So if you're busting your ass in the gym and you lose 4 pounds at the end of the month, give yourself credit. Like, don't look at it like, oh, I only lost 4 pounds. That's a lot.
So it should take you approximately 2 years to lose 100 pounds.
That's a lot.
I have a friend who lost, I think she lost 70 pounds when it was all said and done. And I remember her saying that that was the hardest part, was constantly looking at trying to lose the 70. Because she always felt like she wasn't doing anything when she would lose 2 pounds, when she would lose 1 pound. But when she started looking at it like, the time is going to pass anyway. So if you lose even a pound a week or a pound every 2 weeks or whatever the case, and you keep looking at it like that, eventually you'll get to your goal before you even know it.
Fernando, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hello, man. I just got done leaving the gym this morning before I head off for work, and I was pushing 300 pounds last year, and I'm 217 now. And it's all about consistency, finding a schedule, and I got into fasting 72 hours every 30 days for the health reasons. And I also got into running a lot. So I just completed my first marathon last Sunday.
Congrats. Wow.
That was awesome.
And yeah, and the one thing people don't understand is that when you put a big number like that in front of you, it's very discouraging.
Right.
It really is. So what I did is I just set small goals. I really did. And after a year of working out, running, I'm now 217. I feel more fit and it's healthier. And, you know, with consistency, anyone can do it.
Congratulations, man. That takes a lot of discipline. And that must have been on your mind all the time. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. How about losing 150 pounds, man?
Wow.
Hey, Cassie. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am feeling great.
So how much weight have you lost? And I'm guessing your name is Case.
Yeah, it's Casey.
How much weight did you lose?
150 pounds.
150 wow. pounds.
All I'm right. curious, how did you do it and how long did it take you?
Well, I started my wife and I started last February 20th. At that time, I weighed in at 326 pounds and this past February 20th, I weigh in at 176.
Wow.
Good for you. Yeah. Was there one, like, breaking point moment for you? Like, okay, today is the day. That can't happen again.
Yes, actually. I saw a picture of myself on Facebook.
The pictures.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself?
Yeah.
So,
that'll do
I
it.
Hit the gym, started going to the gym. I started out cardio. Then I moved to transition to weights and worked with a trainer. And it's part of my life. If I don't go to the gym every day now, I don't feel right.
So what's the one piece of advice you would give this dude that is now looking at 100 pounds?
Absolutely. Just take one day at a time. Eat healthy. It's okay to have cheat days. Cheat day once a week. Watch your sodium intake and drink lots of water.
Would you say that the scale is your best or worst friend when you're trying to lose that kind of weight?
Actually, to me, it's my best friend because I can see my progress like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people say throw the scale out the window because if you're starting to feel good and like your clothes aren't fitting the way they used to, that's all you need to know. Because if you go and you're busting your ass in the gym and then you jump on the scale and maybe because you've been working out, you put on some muscle, that the scale is lying to you. So some people say, don't look at it at all. If you feel good and you're starting to see that your clothes don't fit the same, then that's good enough.
It's probably discouraging to look down there and not see as much as you thought you would see.
Yeah.
When you do the math on it, man, have you ever been on a treadmill and you're busting your ass and you realize like you've only burned 170 yes. calories and you're like, that's half a burger. That's
it's
it.
Deflating.
It's a quarter of a burger.
No, those are the 2 Girl Scout cookies I ate. What are
yes.
you talking about?
Melissa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you. All right. So our friend down the hall here is losing 100 pounds. It is a long journey. What advice can you give to him? Because you lost how much weight?
I've lost about 170
wow.
pounds.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've lost like an entire person. So I'm, my biggest advice would be kind of the same thing the other guy said. It's just, take it one day at a time. I had to do it for health reasons, or I wanted to do it for health reasons. And, just take it the one day at a time. And I think Kristen was saying something about body dysmorphia. That's a very real thing that I deal with because every time I look in the mirror, I have to be like, oh, I'll walk by the mirror sometimes and
do like a second look because I'm like, whoa, is that me now?
Right. Wow, that's good advice. Just take
Thank
it
you.
One step at a time here because it's a long, long process.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.